Here is a base reflectivity FSI example of the Cherokee Oklahoma Tornadic Supercell of April 15, 2012 at 0046 UTC, sampled from the Vance Air Force Base WSAR-88D. It exhibits many of the characteristics we discussed. An inflow notch was located on the low-level inflow side of the cell. This signature indicated the presence of a very strong updraft with associated enhanced low-level inflow. The reflectivity maximum in pink was displaced close to the enhanced low-level reflectivity gradient. A weak echo region was apparent as a region of weak reflectivity on the low-altitude inflow side of the storm, topped by a sloping high-reflectivity echo canopy directly above. The Cherokee Supercell did not exhibit a well-defined, vertically-oriented, conically-shaped, bounded weak echo region, perhaps due to the rapid cyclic tornadogenesis which occurred with this storm. However, the echo top was displaced above the low-level reflectivity gradient, above the high-reflectivity core embedded within the weir. And finally, a hook echo was evident as a pendant-shaped band of echo spiraling inward to form a sharply defined figure 6. A tornado was located within the circular portion of the figure 6 on this volume scan. Now, bear in mind that both the reflectivity schematic and this particular example depict a cyclonic right-moving supercell in the northern hemisphere. An anticyclonic left-moving supercell in the northern hemisphere would appear as a mirror image of this.